Blog Talk Radio.
Produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transition. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
This program is brought to you by Josie's Inspiration Radio Network USA World, produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Network USA World. USA toll-free callers 1-310-742-1858. Again, that's 1-310-742-1858.
Hold up the line. Hold up the line. Hold up the line. Oh, ye heaven-bound soldiers. Hold up the line.
Everybody.
Hold up the line. Let the light shine around the world.
Positivity, and welcome to our show today.
And I want you to remember one thing, as I always say every week, you have just landed in love. You are made in love, by love, for love, to be love in this very, very moment. You're love. You can't be nothing else, because that's what God created us all in. And when you remember that, you can live your life in full expression. That's what the word life stands for, living in full expression. And your expression, all your talents and all your gifts, all the mighty, mighty, wonderful things that pour through you that God gives us to do in this world. And let's take a breath in together. And as we breathe in, we are connected no matter where we are in this world. The breath connects us. Breath is always flowing. Breath and blood flows and have us come to life. That's God's life force to us. Breathe in and breathe out. And as you breathe out, know that you are on this earthly adventure that you do every single morning you wake up. When I wake up in the morning, what's the first thing I do? I sit on the side of my bed and I thank God that I have life. I thank God for the blood flowing warm in my body. I thank God for movement. And it's all a gift. Life is a gift. And I want to thank Kayla Padgett and Josie of Josie's Inspirational Network for allowing me to be on this platform. We give thanks. We give praise, because we know that without them having us come to this platform, which goes all the way around the world, we would not be a part and be able to speak to you today. Now, we got a special guest today, so I'm not going to do too much talking like I usually do. We have a guest in the virtual green room, and I'm so excited. Are you there, Derek?
Derek? Morning. Good morning.
Good morning, Derek. Good morning. I'm just so, I can't even contain myself. I'm going to tell my audience why. Derek,
listen.
And I have this divine connection, okay?
Yes.
We have a divine connection, and I don't say that, take that lightly, because we were born and raised in Charlotte County. He was in Drake Branch, and I was in Sachs. And
yes.
His father is such a wonderful person, and I've known him all my life. And we have some talent that was right there growing up and being bred in Charlotte County. And one of the things that Derek knew my mother. Derek heard my mother sing when she used to sing all the time. I had a singing mama and I had a praying mama, you know.
Yeah.
And Derek knew Derek the Change Man is what he's called him. So he's Pastor Derek the Change Man, was born in Drake Branch, Virginia, all right? He is also now working and has his own company and producing music everywhere. He has sung with some of the greats. But the thing that really impressed me about him, because I know I was raised with him as well, besides that, is that he is a God-fearing man. He believes in God, and he's bold about it. You know, some people ain't bold about believing in God. He's bold about it. So Derek Smith is his name. Charles Smith was his father. And what was your mother's? What's your mother's name, Derek?
My mother's name is Joyce. Joyce Smith.
Yeah, okay. So all of those. Yes, right. Yes, the girl's a very good name. All of those people came together, and this is what came out of Charlotte County. Derek, welcome to the show. We're not going to hesitate, and I'm not going to run my mouth like I usually run, because I get to talk and I can't stop. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm excited about this. So, Derek, welcome to Love, Light, and Positivity. And tell us a little bit about what you do right now, Derek. Tell us about yourself.
Thank you so much for having me on. I'm so excited about the program today. I'm Pastor Derek the Change Man Smith, the pastor of CrossServe Ministries here in Tampa, Florida, where we cross economical boundaries, racial boundaries, gender boundaries, religiosity boundaries to meet authenticity, to get people to relationship, to get people to wholeness. I'm also the CEO of SKD Entertainment, which is my record label. We're celebrating 13 years, and SKD stands for something kind of different. We are a production company, record label that provides the ultimate experience in gospel, jazz, classic soul, and R&B music, live and recorded. And we also have an academy, and so I go around the world teaching people how to be fluent and to be progressive in the music industry. And we also help artists who are untapped, unpolished, unprepared to get those things and put those skill sets in their bag to be successful in the industry. I'm tremendously excited.
One of the things that I want to emphasize, Derek, wherever he goes, because he's a changed man, because he himself is a changed man, he brings God with him everywhere he goes. And whatever he does, he puts the spirit in it. And y'all in for a special treat today. I can tell you how wonderful it is to have somebody, I keep going back to Charlotte County, born and bred, who is doing such wonderful things. And also Martha High. Martha High, who's been on the show. We did our first special with Martha High from Spain. She's also interested in bringing Derek aboard her operation to bring music as well. So that says something, to tell you something about the caliber of what he does and how he does it, because I'm just excited about it. So, Derek, we have decided prior to the show what we're going to talk about, and we're going to boldly talk about the box today.
Yes.
Because you did a message on the box, and I played it, and I listened to it. I'm saying that that's the subject we need to talk about. Well, tell our audience what the box is, Derek.
You know, we have to be careful in the movement right now in life, because the enemy comes to kill, steal, and to destroy, and he's very sophisticated. And not when we think about the devil, he doesn't come with a red cape and some horns. He'll use your friends. He'll use your family members to say certain things to you that will shake your confidence, shake your security. The Bible says in Proverbs 18:22 that life and death is in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. Words produce walls. And so what happens is people will tell you something, or they will talk about you and say something towards your authenticity, which then puts you in a box in your mind. The words frame these walls that will put you in a box. And boxes are made for cereal. Boxes are made for furniture. Yes, you know, they're not made for authenticity. And something that the Holy Ghost just keeps reminding me of is that the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. So my steps, my journey, where I'm going, what God has assigned for me to do, where he's going to take me, where he's going to use me, may not look like your journey. It may mirror no resemblance. And so what we've done is we're so insecure with being authentic. And so therefore we keep ourselves in this box that really doesn't even exist.
That's the reason why I want to talk about this today, because I have had to learn lessons the hard way that there is no box. I was allowing people to put me in that container, whatever container. Sometimes they put me in a container as about what I was about, how I'm supposed to express it, how I'm supposed to do it, where I'm supposed to do it, and when I'm supposed to do it, you know? And it was not following God.
Exactly. And, you know, I think what happens is we as children, we're not really taught to be our true selves. If you have, you think about in kindergarten, you have children, and you have that one child who just can't sit down, that one child who's always talking. Yeah, that was me. Yep. That was me. So, you know, that one child.
And my brother John Ed, too.
Yes. Yes, that light shines bright. And a lot of times it's misdiagnosed because people don't have the capacity to dig into your authenticity.
Then they want to package you and label you.
And what we have is enough support to say, baby, it's okay for you to be you. It's okay. If you're loud, you're loud. If you're high energy, you're high energy. It's okay. What we have to do is we have to learn how to get in circles that enforces our assets. If you are a mechanic, the same tools that a mechanic use is invaluable to a baker. If you are a lawyer, a set of hair clippers aren't valuable to the lawyer as it is to the barber. So we have to get into circles, and the Lord says that your network is your net worth. You have to get with people who can continue to say, I celebrate you and not tolerate you. And this is a lesson that I've had to learn.
Oh, tell it.
I've learned this lesson the hard way.
Repeat that again, please. I celebrate.
Yes, be with
what
people.
Be
with people that celebrate you and not tolerate you. There's a difference.
That is so true. Yeah, there's a
people
difference.
People who celebrate
and only,
you are excited about you. They are. They can't wait for you to come around. They don't want you to leave. People that tolerate you are just merely there to endure your existence. They'll put up with you. I don't want to be put up with. I want to be celebrated.
And I realize,
yes, ma'am. But what we have to also understand is that we're not going to be everybody's cup of tea, and that's okay too.
Yeah.
There are many flavors of drinks. There are many different food cuisines. I don't eat all types of food. I don't drink all types of drinks. And it doesn't mean that just because I don't, that it's not good. It's just not good to me. It doesn't work for me. Some things work with my appetite. Some things won't work with my dietary molecular compositions. It will cause me to my body to respond in a way that's not conducive for me. So I can't eat Taco Bell because it doesn't agree with me. So
that's what you're saying about the, you know, like when we have, I have talents that you don't have, okay?
Come on.
And the reason why I have, everybody has a different set of gifts. Everybody has a different way to bring those gifts to the world. And like you were going back to the point you were making about when we go to school, we are programmed. Our kids get programmed from the time you take your first breath, actually, before then, when you come into the world. There's a set of guidelines in order for you talk about school, even before then, of how you ought to be as a baby, even before then, and there's a lot of scientific evidence out there, even in your mother's womb, where a child is being programmed, and you're programmed to be the type of adult, but to fit in the environment in which you were raised. And I was never content with it, never,
you become the rebel. You know, you're then labeled when you kick against the when you go against the grain and say, no, I know there's bigger for me. I know there's greater for me.
Yes,
I can't fit into your mold. That's an abomination to God. I feel that's the greatest sin for you not to be who God created you to be. You know, He knew. He said, I have numbered the hairs on your head. That means when you was combing your hair this morning and you saw hair in the sink, He knew which hair follicle that was. That's hair follicle 247,822. God knows that. So if He knows about the hairs that are numbered on your head, He knows who He has designed you to be. He knows who He's called you to be. How dare we allow mamas, daddies, sisters, brothers, aunties, grandmas, anybody, husbands, exes, booze and babies and anybody to condense us, to water us down. I'm sorry, you're going to have to take me with no chaser. I'm straight up 100 proof. And if you can't handle it, you need to try another bottle.
Well, you know what? Andre is with me today, and she wants to interject something because she's sitting here listening. And she's taking notes on what you're saying, okay?
Andrea, come on in the room.
Hey there, how you doing? Pastor, I'm well. I just wanted to say that all my life I've always been what they call the black sheep of the family. I was always different. I didn't want to do what everybody else did. I went in the military while everybody else was doing a girl thing. But as I grew up, I found out that our parents shaped us with their words. If they said, girl, you sure is a thief, or girl, you sure is a liar, you ain't never going to be. If they say those things, that's a seed that's sowed in your head. And I had to take the word of God and break it, because that's not what God said. And I had to tell my mother, and I love her. Listen, she said, girl, you little thief. I said, that's not my name.
Yeah, your name.
That's not my name. You know, so just wanted to thank you for just allowing the Holy Spirit to keep reminding us that those boxes are what people put us in, and we don't have to have them. We don't belong in a box.
And you know what, Derek?
So
I know we could go on here forever, but one of the things that Andrea is here with me, she's my production assistant, and she's keeping me on time with this, because one of the things we want to share with our audience, your gift, among all the other gifts that you have is your voice that you do. And I know you grew up with my mother singing, and we grew up in the same kind of, so you know, you were inspired by a lot of people, and she was one of them. So would you be so kind right now to give our listening audience all over the world, now y'all about to hear somebody from Charlotte County, Drake Branch, Virginia, okay? Pastor Derek the Change Man Smith. So let's listen to him.
Hey, Mom, it is such an honor to be here with you today. This morning, I want to go back down memory lane. When I was a young boy, I was raised up in Charlotte County, where you and I was raised. I used to sit at the piano just like this hymn and sing this. My mama liked it.
Do you have some nugget that you would like to leave with people and so that they can remember what we talked about today?
Yes. I want them to know that 2020 is going to be an amazing year. In order for
yes.
you to receive what God has for you in 2020, I want you to embrace this one principle, that elevation requires separation. You can't take everybody in this
go ahead,
next
Pastor.
Season.
Go, tell it,
go ahead and make sure you have a filtration system and listen to the Holy
filtration.
Ghost. Listen to the Holy Ghost and have discernment. And God will make sure he holds true to his word. I'm the one and only Pastor Derek the Change Man Smith. Find me on all social media. That is DerekThe Change Man. Not a D because I'm still in process. Hello, somebody. So,
hello,
Derek,
hello.
Derek the Change Man. That's a present tense. Don't put a D on change. I'm not there yet. I'm still under construction.
Not you're still under. Repeat what you say. Elevation. What did you say?
Elevation.
Elevation requires separation.
Mm-hmm. Elevation requires separation.
Yes,
so
you can't hold on to the ceiling and the carpet.
That's right.
Okay, so you got to come another way. Is what you're saying in 2020, right?
Oh, Iman, you're gonna have to have me back. I feel I need to release them. You're gonna have to call me. We're gonna have to do another show because I want to bless the people. God has given me such a word for the nation, and I want to help people to win in 2020. It's gonna be an amazing year, amazing season.
Well, look, you will be back, like I said before at the top of the show. You and I have this divine connection, and you're from
yes.
Charlotte County, and I'm from Charlotte County, and we have come together to do great things, okay, to do
yes.
other than just the radio show, but other things that we're going to bring to the RVA area, and, you know, we're just going to praise God through everything that we do and thank God for this venue and this platform. I thank God for your platform, okay? I thank God for the platform that I have, because my platform is your platform, and we will be doing other things. It's been such a pleasure to have you today, and I just want to say as a closing remark for my audience out there, what I want you to remember today is to be the light and not the lampshade. Be the light. Our show is called Love, Light, and Positivity, and we are boldly being who we are. We are happy being who we are, but we are aligned with spirit, and we have Christ at heart in everything that we do. So make it a wonderful day today, and go out and remember to, when you wake up in the morning, give thanks for you opening your eyes and being who you are. Because as my mother would say, they used to sing a song, it could have been the other way. It
yeah.
could have been the other way. But God saw the need to just have you live another day and live it boldly and live it as you are. I give thanks for Derek. I give thanks for Andrea. I give thanks, God, for everything that allowed us to do today. And we hope you've enjoyed our program, and we'll see you in a few weeks with our next program. Listen for it and be who you are today. Be the light and not the damn shade. Thank you for joining me today.
Produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.